Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPNU. You can click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to Live Radio. You can find us right there. We're presented by Progressive Insurance.
That is
correct.
You can't come home with $500 in cash and put it there on the table, Max. Not good for anybody.
Hey, speaking of cash money, we are giving away on this show, starting tomorrow, $10,000 a day. But don't worry, if you're listening, yeah, one person's going to win ten. No, every hour someone's going to win $2,500. You listen to the
word of the day.
I forgot what we were calling it. Word of the day.
And then you text it to 777-000.
So easy.
Boom.
Straight cash, homie.
$2,500 an hour. We're going to go bankrupt. How do we afford this? $2,500 an hour?
Who's going bankrupt?
How do you give out?
ESPN? Yeah, I don't think so.
Mickey Mouse.
Mickey got a nice reserve. Don't ever let him tell you he doesn't.
So what's been the top storyline of the first half of the NFL season?
Well, it's been a couple, but I would probably say the Russell Wilson going from Seattle to Denver and then completely wetting the bed in Denver. And then kind of the Tom Brady struggles a little bit. I can't believe this is the end. Max Kellerman finally got it right. Max says he's losing weight. Then you move to Aaron Rodgers kind of team.
Which one's
out of
top?
The playoffs? I think
top.
All three of those combined.
So the star quarterbacks.
Yeah. Let me this chicken.
If you had to pick one though, Key, if you had to pick one of those stories to tell the story of the season,
Russell Wilson. He wanted his way out of Seattle. They said bye. Geno Smith was the guy. They're moving on with Geno, paying him probably a fraction of the cost that Denver had to give up. Plus, they got those picks that's paying off in Seattle now, and Russell Wilson is still becoming a meme for everybody.
Yeah, I don't know if I see that as being the one, because I would say that Russell's in his first year. To me,
but the first year.
Wait, before we move off that one, I just want to stay here for 1 second.
Yeah, I was gonna go. I think Aaron Rodgers is a bigger story. Yeah. I mean, 2-time MVP just signed this $50 million deal. All the stuff that happened in the offseason about whether he was going to stay, whether he was going to leave, losing Devontae Adams to Derek Carr out in Las Vegas, and then for his team to be losing 5 in a row. We've had so many experts on the show that say, I've never seen that drop off.
That's the thing. Rodgers is still losing.
Yes. Yeah. But. Why was Russell Wilson acquired? Because Denver said what? We were a quarterback away from competing in the AFC West.
Well, you can still tie that back to Aaron Rodgers, because one of the reasons why you thought they hired their head coach, Nathaniel Hackett, in the first place is because he was supposed to be Aaron Rodgers'
guy. I want to point something out about both these stories.
That's a bad deal.
I want to point something out about both these stories. This is interesting to me, because Tom Brady just seemed to right the ship, right? At least
for one game.
Listen, 40 seconds left, 60 yards, 5 of 6, touchdown. They win. They're in first place. He's a million years old, going through a divorce, the whole thing, right?
And a horrible division, by the way.
Nevertheless, there he is, right? Like, Aaron Rodgers ain't in first place. Tom Brady is. Aaron Rodgers. Okay, so the interesting thing to me is Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers, both are the types that seem to bring attention to themselves, aren't they? Brady does not seem to do that. There is a lot of attention on him because he's the 7-time Super Bowl champion. But Russell Wilson and Aaron, like, think about this. I think you're right, Jay. I think the number one story is Aaron Rodgers. He sort of made himself the number one story, right? All the preseason stuff, the whole thing, McAfee show every week, and then the losing streak. He has made himself the number one story in the NFL.
I mean, even if we're talking about what he just said on the Pat McAfee show, where he was talking about his own individual greatness.
It has turned into the number one story. There's no question about it, because the Packers are going home.
Key, we talked about this the whole summer. Whole summer we talked about Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, but he came back and they won a few games, so it was like, oh, okay, they're fine. They're fine. They'll be okay. But we were never saying that the Denver Broncos were going to be okay. We was always like, oh, my God, did you see Russell Wilson last night? Oh, my God, Russell Wilson. Oh, my goodness. You see the way the player side-eyed him? Then we get people on the show. They're like, yeah, the side-eyed. And then all of a sudden – he goes to London and with you, and then he's hiding in.
Why you put me on the hiding plane
in the middle of the plane, and everybody's mocking him, and even players.
But it's been a minute.
A point. Well, because he hadn't played in
he
like
won.
A year.
He won.
No, but even who was that?
Yeah, it was. It was
a kicker, right?
It was a kicker.
Oh, it was Justin Tucker. But it was Justin.
Yeah,
Tucker.
Even you got Justin Tucker poking fun at a Super Bowl winning quarterback with an amazing family. In the first family of Denver, the whole deal. I mean,
the kicker is clowning him.
Like, come on. A kicker clowning you? Like, I don't care how great the kicker is.
And you know what the worst part is? You know what the worst part is, though? He's clowning him because his guy, Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, is that guy.
Is that dude. And Russell is authentic. And Russell Wilson, he's basically saying is inauthentic.
Think about this, though. Whether it's hate or whatever you want to call it, no players in the National Football League are negatively talking about Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady. So many players were going at Russell Wilson. Like, literally every week.
Why,
whether
Keith?
It was
Why?
Richard Sherman, or it was somebody else, or it was current players, Beast Mode, whatever. They were just going at him.
Jay, what do you think versus what you now know? Think at the beginning of the season versus now we're halfway through. What do you know now?
I thought that the Colts were a quarterback away from winning a Super Bowl. Everything last year led me in that direction. I never thought Carson Wentz was it. I did think Matt Ryan would be that answer. And now I feel like there are zero answers in Indianapolis about what they're doing moving forward.
Yeah, and also you think about what else you thought about.
Well, no, we did each one of us did one in the previous part of the show.
We're fine. We're good.
Now we're moving on to our other thing that we
that
knew.
That was Max's way of transitioning, Key.
I was trying to get him somewhere, Max.
No, I get it. What I'm saying is he already did his Dan Snyder one a couple hours ago, right?
Yeah, I mean,
now you're on to the next one. And now, Key, you also thought something and knew something earlier in the show, but now there's another thought you have.
I thought.
What did you think?
Well, I thought Derek Carr and Josh McDaniels. Is it Daniel? Yeah, McDaniels.
Yes, that's pluralized. Yes. Somehow. Yes. Not McDaniel, Mike McDaniel.
Would certainly roll into Las Vegas and turn the AFC West upside down because they're getting a guru offensive coordinator that coached Tom Brady and changed the lives of other quarterbacks and had Tim Tebow go 99 yards, and they acquired Devontae Adams. They get rid of other players. Oh, my God. He gets a second bite at the apple. He's going to do it this time, much like Belichick from Cleveland to New England. Well, that was a damn lie. They lied to me. I went out on the ledge for them at the Palm Hotel and Casino at the top floor with the glass floor, and I almost fell down messing around with the damn Raiders.
Know what's so damning about it, too? They were okay last year. Derek Carr had this great season holding it all together. The only and then they get Devontae Adams. Here it goes. What's the real reason you can point to that they fall flat?
The only thing I could point to is there's a new coach in town, and they don't look the same as
Damn.
They did under Rich.
It looks Versace, bad for McDaniels.
Versace had him going, man.
He did.
I don't understand why you see. That's the thing that is amazing to me is you're in the playoffs with an interim coach. He's got it going. Despite all of the issues from the Henry Ruggses to the guns and the kid, the corner Conley, and all the different issues.
It was ridiculous how much stuff happened.
And he held it together for them to get to the playoffs and play Cincinnati. They should have won the Cincinnati game, in my opinion. And then you don't bring him back.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. Like, you go for the brighter bulb instead of the 50 watts. You needed 100 watts, and it's still – it's the same thing.
You didn't need 100 watts. 50 was perfect.
50 was perfect. 100 going to burn out because you're using too much energy.
Yep. It's like what Chris Canty said about why Dallas, you know, say like, why is it that, Jay, you and I asked this, wait a minute, if you paid Dak all that money, why can't he drop back 50 times? Because if you have a good defense, you play complementary football. The running game helps the defense, right? Here's something I thought before the season. I thought the Giants would stink. It's a rebuilding year, right? And here's something I know now. Giants are legit. they're not Super Bowl contenders because they don't really have a receiver, let alone a receiving core. But that's a legit team right there. And Daniel Jones,
really
he's a good
the
quarterback.
Would suck?
Yes.
Yes, I thought they would be awful.
The evaluation year. They was evaluating the talent to see what they wanted to do. That's one of the reasons that they did not exercise the fifth-year options of their two best players on the offensive side of the ball in Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley. When you start there, Jay, that tells you that they're not sure about what those guys' futures are going to be with the organization.
Understood, but I didn't think they would suck. I think, you know, having Saquon Barkley back healthy, I thought that was a game changer.
Oh, I thought he was going to ball out. I just didn't think it would be enough to win games.
That just adds a different dimension, though. All of a sudden, now you have the running game down. That's a different level. Actually, now you can involve play action. It gives you, you know, and like the
I thought.
Like maybe marginal, but not
We never saw Daniel Jones really with Saquon Barkley. It's a good point. That makes him better.
Yeah, but I thought Daniel Jones would be hanging out with Tyrod Taylor on the sidelines in about the fifth or sixth game, holding the clipboard, trying to show him what he missed.
Yep, I thought that sounded about
Hey, here's what you missed, Tyrod. I'm gonna.
I thought maybe week 10.
Well, but like, it almost happened. Like 5 or 6.
It almost happened until TT got that. He got hit, right? He got hurt.
No, but Daniel Jones got hurt.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But then Tyrod Taylor got hurt.
Yeah, he got hurt. No, but, like, but he was saying he's going to lose the job.
I'm saying he's going to lose his job because of bad play.
Yeah, I hear you. But somebody, I mean, TT did have a chance if he had played well.
Is he back?
Tyrod Taylor is one of the most snake bit players of all time.
I mean,
it's a good question.
Yeah, I don't know if he's back or not. I mean, I don't. Daniel Jones has been playing, so I wouldn't know. Well, maybe he can go and hang out a little bit as a Giant and go somewhere next year, 2 years from now. And
then something will happen again.
Be Geno Smith.
Yeah, right. But he's had more success so far than Geno Smith had until this season.
Well, that's true.
Tyrod Taylor's a pretty good quarterback throughout his career. Tune into a football doubleheader Sunday as the Chiefs host the Jags, followed by Cards at Rams. Coverage begins at noon Eastern on select ESPN radio stations. Hey, it's Max Kellerman from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. They told us we can give you guys anything we wanted. So, what does everyone want? We're giving you cash.
You want to talk about money?
We're giving away $10,000 a day, and all you have to do is listen for your chance to win.
Be listening at this time tomorrow for your chance to win with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Yeah, college football heating up. So yesterday we got Paul Feinbaum. Today we have Heather Dinich, ESPN college football reporter. That's how you know it's getting hot in college football. See Heather show up. It's what's going on. Brought to you by Eckridge Smoked Sausage. Find them in the refrigerated meat aisle at your favorite grocery store to create one-of-a-kind sausage recipes. Eckridge, you do you. Heather, good morning.
Good morning.
Your reaction to the new top four?
Nothing surprised me here. They easily could have put Tennessee at number four. They didn't. They rewarded TCU for an undefeated season. It's going to last a skinny minute because TCU is either going to lose at Texas, at Baylor, or both. They have the hardest remaining strength of schedule. But look, Tennessee is still in a place where it can finish in the top four. And that was the biggest takeaway from last night.
Who does Tennessee have? I agree with you. I think TCU, I love Sonny. He's a great coach. But I think in the end, they're going to lose to somebody down the stretch. But who does Tennessee have left on their schedule that could potentially throw a monkey wrench in their plans?
Nobody. I don't have it in front of me, but nobody has probably an easier stretch to finish the season. Tennessee should not lose again. Let me say that point blank. Tennessee should not lose again.
And what about the SEC championship game?
Well, they can't play in the SEC championship game because they lost to Georgia. Georgia's going to win in the East.
And with that being said, though, isn't one of the criterias for a team to win their championship to be able to go into the Final Four? Isn't that one of them?
It's a tiebreaker, but it's not a deal breaker. In 2016, Ohio State made the college football playoff without winning its division. In 2017, Alabama made the college football playoff without winning its division. Alabama was 11-0. They lost their regular season finale to Auburn. They're in the top four. So it has happened before. It can certainly happen again. I'll tell you how it will happen. LSU has to lose in the SEC championship game. Georgia wins. Then you've got Georgia, the winner of Ohio State, Michigan, 1-2. Who's your 3-4? Could very well be Tennessee and the one-loss Pac-12 champ, whoever that might be.
Heather, can I ask you, why does it feel, and I know they had a tight game against Northwestern for a second, but why does it feel like people just keep jumping over Ohio State to be the number one team in the country?
You're saying they should be the number one team?
I'm just asking, if you think they are.
I had them my number one team in the country until Georgia manhandled Tennessee. I mean, that to me, and it came on a day when Ohio State struggled and they didn't play their best game. We can talk about the weather a lot, right? Both teams played in the weather. But to me, Georgia's defense went into that game number two in the FBS. Everybody knew their defense was good. They had more plays over 20 yards than a Tennessee team that has Hendon Hooker and Jalen Hunt. To me, that was like, whoa, okay, this is the most complete team in college football. And Ohio State has certainly made progress defensively under their first-year coordinator, Jim Knowles. But if you're going toe-to-toe defense, I'm taking Georgia.
How legit is the Michigan Wolverines? Are they a legit team? Because I always feel like, okay, it's the brand. They're not serious. And then they can lose Ohio State, right? And then Tennessee can run the table. But then Michigan will have one loss. What happens then?
Well, we'll find out if they're legit when they play Ohio State. And I don't think anyone can fairly answer that question until they do, because as the selection committee chair, Boo Corrigan, has pointed out for 2 weeks in a row, they haven't played anybody. Their best win is against Penn State. I don't think Penn State is a very good football team. They're okay. But to be fair, Michigan is a good football team, because to consistently dominate every week counts for something. Their running game is outstanding with Blake Corum, and their offensive line might truly be the best in the country.
So Paul Feinbaum said recently that this is the worst coaching job of Nick Saban's 15 years at Alabama. And predictably, there's been a lot of talk about Paul's quote. What do you think about it?
Well, first of all, to be completely honest, I would defer to Paul because he knows that better than anyone. Mm-hmm. And he's so close to it that I absolutely respect what he says when he says that. What I think is interesting is that this is one of the worst Alabama teams that I have seen when we're talking in the college football playoff era. So does that lend itself to coaching? Certainly some of it does, but they simply don't have the wide receivers they had last year making those plays. Up front on the offensive line, they're not getting the push. You guys tell me, when it comes to discipline, penalties, turnovers, how much of it is on the coaches, how much of it is on the players? We can discuss that, but there are multiple issues with Alabama that says they're not a top four team beyond their resume.
Heather, when you start to look at Clemson from, let's say, a year ago, you started to see the cracks start to come to them. They were holding on for dear life. They probably should have lost three games already this year. They lose to Notre Dame. Are they completely in the ACC, completely done?
They got smacked by Notre Dame, not lose.
Well,
smacked.
Okay,
they
smacked.
You're saying difference, right? we're talking about Georgia smacking Tennessee, then you have to talk about Notre Dame smacking.
Yeah, Tennessee covered, actually, right?
100%.
I don't ever want to talk positive about Notre Dame. So,
Well, I love the point Reese Davis made last night on the selection show, because he's right. Notre Dame beat the two teams that are probably going to play for the ACC title, which is North Carolina and Clemson. So just join the league and hand them the title. But Clemson, to me, is out not because of their resume or who's in the top 25. They're not a top four team. I had Clemson in my top four once all year long, and it was right after they had back-to-back wins against NC State and Wake Forest. I thought, okay, they finally put together a complete game. That was it. That was the one moment. Because beyond that, they had too many questions. And last night, we saw Syracuse and Wake Forest fall out of the rankings. That's an indictment on the ACC itself. So Clemson sitting there with a win against NC State, well, you know, okay. They're not a top four team. I could see them losing to South Carolina.
Now we can talk about some real football, though. We can talk about the Pac-12.
The Pac-12 is in great shape.
We got three teams, right? USC, UCLA, and Oregon.
Yeah.
And is USC still, like, where are we at? Are we still in the mix? I think we're eight, right?
They're a top 10 team. They're 8 or 9. USC is still in the mix because they have opportunities down the stretch to impress the selection committee. Right now, it's tough to say who their best win is. That's a problem because, you know, with Oregon, you can say UCLA. UCLA, I think it was at Utah. Utah lost twice. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. See, it's a head-scratcher, right?
face right now is like a stinky face.
I'm like, who the hell did we beat?
We
beat Arizona.
Uh-huh.
We lost to Utah. We beat Fresno State.
Right.
Cal.
Uh-huh.
Oregon State. That's probably the most impressive win is up in Oregon.
In the mist.
Stanford,
right.
Fresno State, Oregon State, Arizona State, Washington State. Arizona, okay. Cal.
Yeah. But it was at
Oregon State, which is a hard place to play.
Yeah. And a week ago, they were ranked.
Right.
They're not anymore. But that's proven my point there. They got some work to do,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we'll take care of Notre Dame, UCLA, and then beat Oregon in the championship game.
It helps that Notre Dame was ranked last night.
Heather, we were playing this game earlier today, and we were playing it throughout the course of our show, where what's one thing we thought coming into the NFL season that we found out we were wrong about later in the season today? What's one thing you thought coming into the college football season that now you look back on and say, I thought I got that one wrong?
Ooh, there's a lot. How about the SEC West? I thought Texas A&M was actually...
All that money they spent.
Woo!
Sorry, Jimbo. I mean, all the money that the NIL people gave you guys to help recruit.
Yeah, so I thought, I mean, not just Texas A&M, but I thought Alabama was going to be better. I really did. I didn't think LSU was going to be sitting here in a position to be in the playoff.
You guys drive me crazy with the Alabama. They lost two games. They've been in the championship forever.
Worst team in 15 years.
But it just
points out the job that Nick Saban's been since he's been there because you are shocked when they're not in the playoff.
No,
like, it is
shot.
You just expect them at the end of the day by hook or by crook to figure it out.
I get it. It's the same thing in the NFL when Tom Brady and the New England Patriots, every single year they were in a championship or a playoff, and then I get it. I do, but it's just like –
It's like their own world is ending because they lost two games.
Well, to his point, and Hembo looked this up for us this morning, there has never been a college football playoff without either Clemson or Alabama.
It's crazy,
and they
right?
could oh both be left out this year.
And is it coincidence that NIL and things change, and then is this coincidence, or is that related somehow?
You know, you would think it's related somehow, but I go back to the A&M example. Number one recruiting class in the nation. Yeah. I mean, there's other issues.
Yeah, but Jimbo really hadn't done anything, Heather, since his Florida State run that he had with Jameis Winston. He really hadn't.
Yeah,
He's basically the same coach as Kevin Sumlin at A&M and with more money to spend. Mine is Oklahoma.
Hey, Heather,
I thought Oklahoma would be way better than they are right now.
Who do you think gets the Auburn job?
Oh, boy.
Are we talking about Saban, everybody in SC? Like, who's going to get that? That seems like a sleeping giant.
It's two people, and that's it for me.
Who? Neon?
Prime.
Deion Sanders.
Prime number one, and then Lane number two.
Lane Kiffin.
Yeah.
Good choices.
Don't even mess with it. Don't go running and talking about, no, I get it, Matt Rhule did a good job at Baylor, and he did a good job at Temple. Yeah. I understand that.
God, I'd love to see Deion get that
job. Hugh
Freeze
did a good job at Ole Miss, but he has some other stuff going on in his life. I get it. But those two dudes is the last dudes that Nick Saban want to see in that division and in that conference.
Those two are at the top of the list. I don't know why. If I'm Matt Rhule, I'm on a beach. Like, why are we even talking about that? I don't understand.
Yeah, but he's young. Coach is coach. You know that, Heather. They can't help themselves.
I know, and I don't. I'll never understand.
Heather Dinich, ESPN college football reporter. Always great to see you, Heather.
Thanks, guys.
Heather. See you at Max. Like Heather said, why coach when I could be on the beach?
Yeah, I hear you. Coaching looks like a lot of work. What has been the top storyline of the first half of the NFL season? Plus, Key's Real Rankings. Top NFL quarterbacks. Not just I'm doing the rankings, but they're Key's Real Rankings.
Blame me on social media.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Max's
Real Rankings.
All right. Key's Real Rankings. I'm doing them right now, though. But just keep in mind, they're Key's Real Rankings. Ben Lieber, former NFL linebacker, Viking sideline reporter, told us yesterday.
This guy.
The following.
However you feel about Kirk Cousins, we all understand that he's not Josh Allen. He's not Patrick Mahomes. He's not one of those guys. We all understand that. But I think we've seen a lot of Super Bowls being won by quarterbacks that are not top five elite quarterbacks. And I think that Kirk Cousins, I think he's a top 10 quarterback. You've got a lot of weapons on this team. This defense continues to get better. They're getting after the passer a lot more. They're stopping the run a little bit better. This is a team that's trending in the right direction, and Kirk's a big part of that.
All right, so here's Key's Real Rankings that I'm doing. Top NFL quarterbacks.
No, don't explain it that way. It's Max's like, Real Rankings.
Well, Max's Real Rankings. Real Rankings.
Don't say
okay, fine, fine,
Max's
fine.
Erroneous Real Rankings.
Okay, fine, fine,
people will
fine.
People try to blame me.
Fine, fine, I give up. It's Key's Real Rankings. Top NFL quarterbacks, one to Kirk Cousins. I have Kirk Cousins 15. I've always had him 15.
No, I have him 15. Look at the list.
There it is.
No, you had him 16 number one, an hour ago.
Number
you
16. One, number one is Patrick Mahomes. Number two is Josh Allen. Number three is Tua Tagovailoa this year so far. Number four, Jalen Hurts. Then Lamar Jackson and Geno Smith. That's uncontroversial. So far, their play this year, it's the top six, basically, MVP candidates at quarterback. Then Justin Herbert with the barbecued ribs playing through it, got 5 wins. Joe Burrow's been up and down, but when he's been up, he's been way up. Dak Prescott, who's been making the plays that Cooper Rush couldn't make even when they were winning, but destroyed the Bears. Justin Fields, come on, he just had 1,000 yards from scrimmage this last game. Marcus Mariota, they are a surprise team. He's been playing very well. Tom Brady, whatever you want to say, 10 TDs, 1 interceptions, 2,500 yards, they're in first place. Jimmy Garoppolo, as soon as he takes over, now they're among the Super Bowl favorites. Daniel Jones been playing very well all season, and Kirk Cousins. That is the list. It's always been the list today, and it's never changed. That's my list. He's 15, just like I said earlier today. 15.
Well, first of all, you're super slick.
You are a kid.
You removed. I'm gonna make it a race thing now.
Okay.
You removed one of the brothers.
Hey.
How dare you?
Hey.
How dare you?
I can't believe you removed a brother.
I can't believe you removed a brother.
How dare you?
An inclusive show, damn it.
We're with everybody.
Well, there's a rule. There's a rule. I can't say it, but in the secret white people convention, you can only have so many black quarterbacks in the top, and so I was forced to remove
one.
What's
the secret white people convention?
Yeah. Did I say that out loud? Damn.
But in all seriousness, though, you had 16. Yeah. You took Jacoby Brissett off, and Jacoby Brissett was the 11th quarterback.
Never had him. Yeah, you had him as 11.
You had him at 11.
No, Pat Costello put him in to try to make me look bad.
And now you got Kirk Cousins at 15, which is ridiculous to me. He needs to be way
who should
up
he be
there.
Better? Who should he be better ahead of on that list?
I would put him ahead. I actually would put him ahead of Justin Herbert and Joe Burrow.
Justin Herbert?
Yeah, I would put him ahead of that.
Justin Herbert is 5-3. His whole team's been hurt. He's got
Kirk Cousins
the ribs.
Is 6-1.
7-1.
Hold on.
7-1.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins has enjoyed a loaded team this season. They're barely winning.
Okay, so let me ask you this
but
question.
They're winning.
You're always talking about QBR this and QBR that and new head coach
that. Yeah, I'm going to put QBR up in front of
you. New head coach this and new head coach that and new offense this and, oh, my God, you got to give him this and that. You do realize Kirk Cousins has new coordinators and a new head coach, right?
That explains why he's 18th QBR. You know what Justin Herbert is? 11th.
That doesn't mean anything. Max.
You said QBR.
Yeah, because that's what you go on.
I just wait for someone to say QBR and then I do it.
You don't go on it. Oh, God.
That's not true.
You talk yourself in circles.
I would say that Keyshawn Johnson basically agrees with QBR, meaning...
No, I do
meaning
not.
Meaning the top six quarterbacks in QBR are your top six quarterbacks.
No, they're the top six because of my eye test. I don't care about...
Right,
no damn,
but in other words...
Right, Keith,
but
Tua,
right, but they corroborate
Tua, I would
what
not
you say.
Tua in front of Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, or Lamar
so
Jackson.
So far this year, Tua's been balling out of control.
I would not... take him in front of Patrick Mahomes,
tell him, Keith,
Josh Allen, get him, or Keith, Lamar Jackson, and he has a higher QBR than those guys.
But what I'm saying is, Key, I'm giving him extra credit for the fact that he was concussed, knocked out. Is he even going to play this year?
Tell
he came back
man,
and he's balling.
Keith, preach the Bible. Go ahead, man.
Oh, he's anti-Tua now. Dolphins fans, listen to Jay. Anti-Tua.
I've been pro-Tua. You've been the one hating on Tua from the beginning
until
of
it comes time to give him his flowers. Then you're anti-Tua.
He's always had my flowers.
Now you guys sound like
I don't know what that means, but.
Can I retract that statement?
And so when you look at the quarterback position, Joe Burrow had a nice game against the Atlanta Falcons without a secondary. He threw for 500 yards or whatever it was. Okay,
Joe Burrow's on the Vikings. They'd have more wins than games played.
He just smashed the Carolina Panthers with Joe Mixon on the ground.
Tell him.
Whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
He lost an opening was it opening day to Pittsburgh, I think it was, and Mitch Trubisky.
What does Kirk Cousins do as well as Joe Burrow?
I mean, he wins.
On a better team right now.
So he's on a better team than
right
Cincinnati,
now,
even though Cincinnati went to the Super Bowl.
Right
I
now.
I can't co-sign that Kirk Cousins is better than Joe Burrow. I can't do that one.
No.
But it's not.
He's having a better year?
It's not about being better. What I'm saying
is. Let's see what happens
is,
by the end of the year.
When you look at what this list is supposed to be about, it's top 10.
Right
and
now with the way push, they played, right?
Yeah, if you – yeah, yeah and, okay, and Kirk so I, Cousins yeah. is playing better
an argument
than a lot of those quarterbacks,
you know,
that's on the list.
I don't even know what Joe Burrow's QBR is. I'm going to look. I bet you it's not very good.
Why do you keep going back to the analytics
because,
all the time?
Because since Key agrees with QBR, since he agrees, top six are exact key. Top six quarterbacks on QBR are your top six quarterbacks.
No.
It correlates perfectly. Not exactly in the order, but you tend to – look, top six quarterbacks.
Who belongs
in the top six who's not QBR?
If Dak Prescott had played enough games, he'd be in the top six if you're going by QBR standards.
Right.
But he didn't play in enough games.
But I have Dak in my list.
Man, what the hell are you
doing? Well, I'm your Ryan Clark. Come on, man. Come on. Get him!
We're building.
Tell us, man.
Man, I don't need no hype.
Hey, you want to hear what Tim Hasselbeck thought about Key's real rankings? Listen to this.
Kirk Cousins can play the position at an extremely high level. Kirk Cousins is good enough to win a Super Bowl. Kirk Cousins would make a lot of teams better. Washington would be in a far better place as a franchise if they just would have paid Kirk Cousins. Like, I don't get why. You know, there's this feeling on Kirk that he's some type of liability. There are a lot of teams that would trade their quarterback for Kirk Cousins. It's more than half of the league for sure.
I think Kirk Cousins is good. Like, you know, let me just say that. I think if you're a top half of the league quarterback, it's like being Jay in the NBA. If you're an average point guard as a starter, that's a hell of a player.
You just call me an average point
guard. No, I'm saying if you are.
But you said Jay.
If you were an average NBA point guard as a starter, you'd be making $30 million a year.
Would not be working here with you guys.
You were an average point guard in the NBA?
Apparently, he just pointed right at me and said, Jay, average point guard in the NBA. I was like, wow.
So you started, though?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, numbers were average, though.
No, I asked if you
triangle.
Started.
Triangle.
No,
excuses.
The reason I asked if you started, because if you didn't start, then he's saying you even less than that.
And
you're in the NBA.
Like this my point is, what's an average NBA starting point guard? It's a hell of a player. It's a very competitive position. I think Kirk Cousins is a solid average starting quarterback. That's a good player.
So it's like the Shea Gildress Alexander of the NBA?
Yeah, someone like that. That's a pretty good player.
That boy's averaging 30 this year.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. But is he a top 10 point guard? See what I mean? It's hard, man.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe he is.
He might be.
Yeah, maybe he is. Yeah. And maybe Kirk Cousins is too this year, but maybe he's not.
Yeah.
So what?
Okay, Darren Collins. No, is he? You can name
it. You know Darren Collins. What team Darren Collins?
Oh, will you stop it? I'm not going to dignify that with a response. So that was Key's real rankings. I think they were very good as always. Good job, Key.
Everybody is listening to the show. They know it was not my real rankings. People will get it on Twitter. Isn't that what they use?
Max,
Twitter?
You are Twitter. Slick. You are a New York City hustler.
I'm sorry, Jay, but we have to move on. We have more to do. Clippers and Lakers in action tonight. Should the Lakers consider trading AD? Just never mind what just happened, Jay. We're on to the next thing.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
We're giving away $10K a day starting tomorrow, $2,500 every hour. You just have to listen for the winning word every hour. And then text 777-777-000 with the winning word, $2,500 an hour.
You know, if I wanted to send people right now who called into the show $5, I can just tell them what my Venmo account is, and they would send me a request, and I would just pay them
$5. You're going to pay everyone $5? Right? I think you're now legally obligated to do that.
No. We're giving away $2,500 every hour. That's what we're actually doing starting tomorrow for a $10K a day giveaway. But you know how Venmo works, right?
Right, of course. Yeah, I use Venmo.
Do you, Max?
I do. I use Venmo.
But I feel like he was in our lead, and it was like, I don't want to pay people Venmo. I might
He has an allergic reaction to giving someone on the street anything connected to him in terms of accounts, right? Like, he's just drawing a bright line around that.
Days.
You don't get hustled
so
that way.
So let me tell you, somebody's
you ain't
like, hey,
gonna hustle me.
I'm going to do you a service. I'm going to stop by and clean your car. Great.
Okay.
Just pay me Venmo.
Yes. Once we know each other a little bit, it's a little different.
You're leaning into it now. That's not even how you think.
No, because you know what I'm saying is,
Jay,
you are rationally correct.
You get your car washed at home, I'm assuming. Like, people come and wash your car, Charles.
No, we wash my family, my kids, and I wash my own car.
Oh, you just said come to your house and clean it. That's what you said.
I was giving you an example of how you can pay somebody.
I didn't know if you did, but I do. I get my car washed at home. So I'm not going to try to act like that.
He's got the guy, the detail guy, come with the van and the stuff.
I'm going to have the cash.
Suds running down the driveway.
But you say you don't carry cash on you.
I'm going to have the cash ready to pay him. I know how to drive down the hill, go to this bank, ATM, get the cash, and give it to him.
Well, you can just pay him Venmo. Why would you just not do it?
Nope, I'm doing it.
No. Jay, I got a question for you.
Sure. Talk to me.
If you could be on a big bill, have your face on a big bill, which bill would it be?
I need to be on a $200,000 bill.
Why do you want to be on an obscure bill, 100, or something that people
like
use
nobody,
a lot?
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'm not trying to be seen every single day. I like to.
You're on TV everywhere you look. There's Jay Will. You're not trying to be seen every day? Okay,
Put me
here
on
the bills, guys.
Hey, Yates, put me on the dub, man. I'm good.
Why is Key on the bill? Max and I aren't.
He's on $1 million bill,
Key. Why is Key on the bill? Because you're on $1 million bill.
When they do something with me.
Why? I'm just proud that one of us are on the bill, okay?
I don't think Woodrow Wilson should be on the dollar bill. Where's Rosa Parks?
Well, that means that I'm not with you, Jay, if I'm on a bill. You know,
that's what we pay to Keyshawn just to talk to him every day.
That's what it means, okay?
Yeah.
So I don't want to be on the bill.
That's probably fair, yeah.
Yes.
You're no longer with us.
That means I'm not with you any longer.
Well, that'll be true one day.
Yeah, then I can go on the bill.
Which bill would you want?
You could put me on the dub. You know what the dub is?
A 20.
There you go. Okay. Because I didn't know what a buck was based on the way Jay used it, even though I know a buck is 100.
Really?
Yeah. Because the way he said it,
now,
it sounds right.
By the way, if you're smart, you think about inflation over time, the 1,000 is going to be like the 100 eventually. You might want to be on a $1,000 bill. See what I'm saying? Yeah.
Man, who are some of them dudes on the bills, though? It looked like a country club wall.
That's a trivia question for you, Max.
Yes.
Who's on the $50 bill?
That would be Grant. Right?
Yeah. Oh, we don't have a 50 there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Darvin Ham, Lakers head coach, is confident things will get turned around. Listen to this.
I would say this, man, and write it, quote it, however. This may be happening now at the outset of what we're trying to force to be a culture change in terms of getting us highly competitive on a highly consistent basis. But it's not going to always be like this. We're going to turn the corner. I didn't come here to lose. They didn't bring me here to lose. But there is a process involved where we have to go through tough times. Like, I want to bottle this up. I want to embrace it. I want to have it in storage. So when things are turned around and we get too comfortable and we start complaining about some problems that are not necessarily even problems, problems that winning teams go through, I want to be able to reflect on these times. I don't want anybody around me with a defeatist mentality. I don't want anybody around me that's not competitive. I don't want anyone around me that's selfish. We got to be on the same page at all times through the good, bad, and indifferent. And that's all I can say about that.
Well, it sounds like he's keeping receipts.
I was going to say,
West Coast version of Robert Saleh.
100%. I was going to say, sounds like Saleh, but it would be a much bigger shock if this team turned it around, right? Like, at least Saleh had some young talent. If they turn it around, like, where's the shooting going to come
from?
That's
what I was going to say. Where are they getting the shooting from? That's really what they got to try to figure out.
Even on top of that, man, LeBron's shooting a career low from the three-point line, and he's shooting more shots, and the pace of the game, he's slowing it down. They need to play faster. It goes back to that question, you know, and just the fact that we're having this conversation about are they willing to trade Anthony Davis? Are you willing to trade LeBron James?
Well, by the way, I had
If you're willing to trade them, the season's over.
Yeah, I had Tim Bontemps.
Anyway. It's a rebuild. That's what I'm saying.
Jay, I had Tim Bontemps on this just in, 2 p.m. Eastern ESPN, handsome host. I had him on yesterday, and I asked him about that. Like, what could you get for AD? And apparently, not as much as we would think on this show, at least according to Tim, right? Like, the league knows he's physically ailing. He's walking around like he's 35 years old. He's not shooting it well. Like, what could you get for AD? What do you think you even get for him if you try to rebuild?
I don't know anymore.
It's almost like a Saquon thing where you may be better off keeping AD because his trade value, you're not going to get equal value.
You could get Kyrie Irving.
By the way, see, like Kyrie and LeBron, I still believe in that.
Could get Kyrie Irving.
I still believe in that. Kyrie and LeBron is a lot.
I mean, the question is, I mean, would Brooklyn want something like an AD? You know, considering his, you know, his history, injury-wise. But
then they're going to take your – well, no, that would be for Westbrook. I was going to say, then they're going to want your one and AD and all that other stuff.
No,
I was thinking of Westbrook.
I think I was just thinking of Westbrook. Maybe you do Russ with the other two picks for a Buddy Hield. You know, maybe
I wouldn't give
Turner.
Up the picks at this point. You're not going to – this season's gone. Like, they're not going to do anything this season.
I disagree with you.
Really?
Mean, if you were – if hypothetically, weren't able to get a Kyrie Irving and then you used the other assets to maybe get – Buddy Hield, Miles Turner. It still doesn't help you with your bench, but I like the construction of that team.
Better, yes, but you're not going to win a championship with it. And I mean, now you don't have draft picks until forever.
I don't think you're going to win a championship at all. That's why I kind of said from the beginning, well, I felt like this team was stuck.
Kyrie, they LeBron.
But by the way, they got a championship. They got one.
Yep, I agree.
The way, like, they bet on it, and they got
That's
one.
The thing about the Lakers. Listen, watching the Knicks, I'm almost 50. Never seen them win a championship. Whatever you want to say about LeBron on the Lakers – the man delivered a title.
Yeah, I'm tired of seeing championships. I've seen like 10 of them in my life.
Yeah, they delivered a title. No, you've seen at least 11.
Yeah, I've probably seen 11. I've seen a lot of them.
You're that
old? I stopped counting. Dude, you're right behind me. So I'm trying to play to the beauty. You're literally right behind me. I'm at one signal light, you at the next.
When I see your eyes light up
now,
like that.
Please.
No, he's a little bit.
And you look older than
no,
me.
No, I don't.
Yes.
No, I don't.
Yes.
Not when I use Just for Men.
Yeah, look at that black beard.
Nope.
Looks like a pirate with
Same
that beard.
Same thing you use on your... Nope, we're fine.
Yeah, I got to get my hair dyed.
Yeah, it looks right, though.
I don't have a problem saying I like it. That's right. Yeah. I dye my hair.
No dye over here. Just naturally handsome.
I just don't use the shoe polish
Aaron Rodgers.
That's right.
You guys talk similarly. Same thing.
Well, except...
So when I dye my hair, I don't have the shoe polish lines. What do they call that?
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. See you tomorrow.
Perfect. Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.